everybody. Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. If you're just tuning in and you've never heard the show, we like to drive all over the place. We're crazy. We zig and zag like the crookedest street in the world, Lombard Street in San Francisco. We're just like that here. It's about the water cooler buzz and what's happening. We're live. We're going to talk about the death penalty. Two women, two different situations, one with a daughter who she allegedly killed in Orlando, Florida. Another, a Sunday school teacher who allegedly stuffed the body of an 8-year-old girl in a suitcase and it was found in an irrigation flood ditch system when they went to drain it, basically. And two different district attorneys both looking at whether or not they should pursue the death penalty. Now, in the Florida case, they're saying they will. In the California case, they haven't said just yet. I'll give you more details on that. In the meantime, I'm curious about this. You know, we used to be the land of newspapers, and, of course, everything is pretty much through the Internet now, on cell phones. I mean, how many people listening to me can actually pop it up on the iPhone, on your flip phone, whatever it is? And, of course, you can stream it, and we love that people stream America Tonight. But I grew up remembering being on the train and seeing people opening up the New York Times or the Philadelphia Inquirer, which isn't even in existence anymore. Or actually, no, it is in existence, but it's teetering. They're having some problems there. And it's so sad to me to see one paper after another going down, just falling like dominoes. So you have the Boston Globe now that's on the chopping block. And the New York Times, of course, threatened 11 days ago to sell or close the Globe unless they would do these deep cost cuts. And the people in Boston can't believe it. You know, this paper has been around forever. Whether you're younger or older, it's just a staple of life in Boston. And people in Boston say this is their standing in the world, the Globe, that it's maybe we need local ownership. And so they're actually talking about, could we have local ownership? Is it just the death of newspapers? I mean, how many people listening to me right now, I don't care if you're 22 or you're 58 or older than that, do you daily pick up a newspaper? Is there any newspaper you read? I'm massively into the Internet and all over the Internet. I do Twitter. I do Facebook. I'm researching things that way. I'm talking to people all day long through the email. But I still like to get a newspaper now and then, whether it's some other newspaper when I'm traveling around the country, or at least, and maybe this is partially because of sports and business and the other kind of snippets of news I like, but I'll get the USA Today. I'll get the USA Today during football season, at least on Fridays and heading into the weekend, and maybe a couple of times a week I'll do it. And that's sort of that snapshot newspaper, but it gives you news from around the country, too, and I'm always interested in that. And I think the USA Today, even if they have to make some sorts of cuts, I think it'll survive. I think it'll hang around. But how many of you would really, like these people in Boston that are just so struck by this? I mean, they've watched what's happened in Seattle. And, of course, the Denver Post going down was unbelievable. And then they went to online saying at least we could try to thrive and survive, you know, try to survive and then hopefully thrive this way. But how many, anybody, whether you're younger or older, listening to me in Ottumwa, Iowa, you couldn't make that little trip to the grocery store and pick up the newspaper, how would you feel? I mean, would it feel like a loss? You know, we're creatures of habit. And whatever it is that you do, whether you grab your iPod and listen to your tunes and you walk in the morning or run, or whether you flip on ESPN, Fox, Sports Center, whatever, in the morning, or you watch your local news, or you listen to a radio show like this one, or Rush Limbaugh, or whatever, and you just think of the thing, the habit that you have in a world that's so uncertain, getting snatched away. And it's pretty brutal, you know. As much as I've moved and done all kinds of different things, I definitely, even if I was back in my 20s, I was I'm a creature of habit. We all have certain things that we can't help but want to cling to. So that's what I'm saying. In Boston, it's hit a real nerve because this is something young or old they want to cling to. Now, they don't want to do blogs and they don't want to go to the internet and all that sort of stuff, but they know that they want to see how the Red Sox are doing. And they know that they can find news online and all that other sort of stuff, but they want to be able to hold the paper, look at the box scores, and find out what happened with the Sox. I mean, here's what the deal is. You have these large salaries at the top and huge bonuses, and unless those people are willing to take deep cuts, how do you keep a newsroom? How do you keep a newsroom intact? The Globe, for example, was set to lose about $85 million this year. You have ad revenue falling 18%. So that's part of the problem. And then the heavy, thick salaries certainly at the top. So I'm just curious. AmericaTonight.net or 1-800-259-5791. Yes, I know it's a new number. I keep getting tons of emails about this. It's a new number. Live with it. It's a change we can live with, okay? 800-259-5791. Here's the scoop on the death penalty, quickly. Casey Anthony, the mother from Orlando, Florida, who had the gorgeous little girl, Kaylee Anthony, who was kidnapped. Remember, Anthony claimed that Kaylee was kidnapped. She's pled not guilty so far. Her trial is going to be in October, at least tentatively. Prosecutors now have filed papers of intent to seek to have Anthony executed if she's actually convicted of the first-degree murder of her little girl. And that's kind of a reversal from what they had originally said. And I say thumbs up, bravo to this. Because originally I was stunned that they didn't do that. 2 years old, they found her in a swamp. Hundreds of people searched for this little girl. In the meantime, you have this other story on the West Coast of the Sunday school teacher whose five-year-old daughter played with an eight-year-old girl down the street who it just broke everybody's hearts to see this girl disappear. And she did. She disappeared. And here it turns out that she ends up in a suitcase in this irrigation ditch, and Melissa Huckabee, the 28-year-old Sunday school teacher, is in police custody on suspicion of the murder. Now they're saying it might include rape and molestation allegations in the murder charge, and they're trying to decide, the district attorney, whether or not they're going to seek the death penalty. So I'm asking you, what do you think, America, death penalty or not? 800-259-5791, America Tonight.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Coming up, I promise we're going to lighten the load. We have birthdays this day in history. Easy for me to say, history. And news you can abuse. That's that fizzy water I've been drinking. Hey, everybody, Kate hanging with you here on America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. I know, I'm going to just say it again. Here's the 800 number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You'll get used to the new number, trust me. I was talking about the newspapers in the top, and I got a note here from Ted, who was listening to us in Connecticut on WSTC. Thanks, Ted, for the note. Sorry, no time to call, Kate. I got to agree with you. I'm a New York Times fan, and why? Because I like the sports section. Might shock a few of my more conservative friends, but it's not about the news and the other crap. It's about the sports section. All right. There is some good sports writing, and I think a lot of the New York papers have pretty good sports sections, and they're culling them all down, whether it's the New York Post or the Star Ledger or the Daily News or the Times or whatever, because it's the fact of life, the quotes recession we're in, and the fact that people are, I guess, turning away from newspapers. Hey, another big story that I wanted to make sure that we hit here on these airwaves and throw it out for fair or foul. You know, we're just talking about this capital punishment, and pretty much if you've listened to the show, you know how I feel about that anyway. But when you have them dead, excuse the expression, but dead to rights, in the case of these two women, it certainly looks that way anyway. They got to go through the trial process. I can't come up for a reason to house them. I can't come up for any reason to continue to house them over and over again for however many years. And searching pretty deep on this, the young souls and the life that was sucked out of those two little girls, one being two from her mother, probably, allegedly, and the other one where it's a trusted neighbor, friend, Sunday school teacher. It's, man, there's nothing that you could say that would make me change my mind on that. There has been a change of heart, however, when it comes to a shift in policy, at least temporarily anyway, what they're saying, what I say what they are, the cats in Washington, the Obama administration, and also Europe, too, by the way, they're working on these proposals. And you might have heard this during our news section, but they're proposing that there would be a shift in the strategy, a shift, toward Iran by dropping America's insistence forever that Tehran rapidly shut down, close down the nuke facilities during the early phases of the negotiations over their atomic program. I mean, this has forever been a long-standing deal with Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, that they're not going to trust him. So now what they're saying in exchange is they're going to have, this has been exchanged in, confidentially, that Tehran would open up the nuclear program gradually, what does that mean? To wide-ranging inspection. But the proposal would allow them to continue enriching uranium for some period during the talks. A big break from what the Bush administration did. Because remember, the demands were, I mean, we were talking about this a year ago, that they had to stop enrichment activities, at least to negotiate. So remember when Obama was running, one of the things he said was he was going to have open negotiations with Iran. In fact, was crucified by that. That was considered overplaying his hand. And people involved with the discussion are saying that they're talking about, they're drawing Iran into these nuclear talks that so far pretty much Iran has said no to. But this is one of the things that happened on the trail. But would Iran really accept this wide-ranging inspection? I mean, that's the deal. How much are you going to get to peek behind the curtain to see what you need to see? So with these preconditions, I'm wondering if we're not playing too loosey-goosey here. And like I said, this was one of those things on the campaign trail. Some people liked it. Some people said, you got to be kidding, because how can you negotiate with a guy like Ahmadinejad? And ultimately, let's face it, American policy would push for Iran to stop enrichment. That's what lots of the resolutions from the United Nations Security Council have been pushing. Stop it completely. And the United States is saying, look, this has been our goal. I mean, this is what we were saying all along. Suspend the thing. Suspend it. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, are we playing with fire here? If Iran continues to enrich uranium for months or even longer, and you think of the Israeli government, Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister. And how's he going to feel about that with the missiles aimed and the feelings that Iran has to wanting to blow Israel off the face of the map? I'm going to say this is pretty dicey here on the table. So this is a different kind of raw negotiating. I wouldn't let them, I said this before, but it's worth bringing up again. I wouldn't let them continue the enriching process during the talks, the enrichment processes, because I don't trust where Ahmadinejad is going to go with that. Don't trust it at all. And then also, too, you think about Israel. Because remember, it was a year ago that Israel came to the Bush folks looking for the bunker-destroying bombs and also a refueling capability and overflight rights over Iraq that they would need so they could be able to attack. And Bush didn't really do much with the proposal. And, of course, Israel hasn't come back. There was just a thing in the New York Times. It might have even been the early edition this morning where they were talking about that. And there's always, it's always been suspected by the CIA, I guess, that Iran has other hidden places where they're enriching uranium. So what's the most valuable thing? having the freedom for the inspectors to poke around what the suspicions are around the country, but how much freedom are they going to get? So bringing it back around again. This is why I wouldn't agree to the enrichment process, because I don't think they're going to get that freedom to get the specific coordinates of where they want to be. The Iranians can claim that they're resisting American efforts to shut down the program. The Americans and Europeans can declare that they have stopped the stockpiling of material, blah, blah, blah. I mean, this part of the negotiation is pretty tough. So here's the bottom line and all this gobbledygook that I've just been talking about. And we know, or our intelligence reports say, that there are probably other sneaky places that they're doing this. Do you really feel comfortable about flat out saying just continue to enrich? Do you think that the inspectors will really get a look at the goods? I'm going to bet when I check my email, most of you are going to say probably not. It's a tough situation. I mean, Obama is sticking by what he said he was going to do. I'll say that. But is it the smart play? Is this the smart way? I think the suspension of nuclear work is probably the better thing, because I'm not buying that they're not using this for something else. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or you can do what Jack did, and you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. He's back on the death penalty stories that I was talking about, one in Florida, one in California. Thumbs down to both ladies. They need to be executed. Pretty short and simple. And so we feel exactly the same way. So far, pretty much everybody agreeing on that one. Trust me, it's not the last of either one of those stories, because one just newly being charged. The other will await trial, of course, in October. And there's more information to come out of both of them and more things that will happen in the courtroom. But ultimately, the DA has to decide whether or not they're going to seek the death penalty, and that's what's happening in both of these stories, what's the prosecution going to do. So far, America, you agree with me. You got to give them the switch. You got to give them the death penalty. On the flip side, as I promised, we will lighten the mood here on America Tonight. Your birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse. You know, the real oddball stuff. Next on ATN.
At last, the long arm of the war is reaching out and closing in on you.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, dehydration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Coming up, we have birthdays and this day in history, including baseball player Greg Maddux, 43 years old, and Sarah Michelle Gellar is 32 years old. There's a lot that are a little bit older and a lot that are a little bit younger. A lot of famous birthdays on this day. And here we are, one day away from, well, I guess, yeah, one day away from tax day, the 15th. See, it's Donovan. Donovan, have you done your taxes? So Donovan Mattson has not done his taxes, and guess what? Kate Delaney has not done her taxes either. I'm doing them tomorrow.
So am I, but at least I get the day off.
I don't have the day off, so I'm going to have to do it before I hit the airwaves tomorrow. Now, I have everything in order, and normally I'm not a procrastinator. Here's what happened to me, Donovan. I have an excuse. My excuse is that the last person I worked for did not give me the paperwork I needed until a week ago.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you got to get the paperwork.
I'm sure the nice IRS agent will buy that one.
I swear, the dog ate it. I didn't have the paperwork. It's not my fault. Give me a break. I mean, of course. Hey, this is one of my favorite things we do, and I'm sure Donovan will like this as well. It's news you can abuse, so it's the really strange underbelly, not always underbelly, it's just weird things that happen. There's always weird things that happen. In television news, here's a little inside dope for you. You know, you're sitting there watching, you wait in the end, and they say some silly story. They call it the kicker. Well, news you can abuse sometimes can be the kicker. Here's one for you. You think of the New York subway. For any of you who have visited New York, or perhaps you live in New York or have traveled to New York, And, you know, the subway, the system is all over the place, from Manhattan to Queens, etc. 5-year-old boy got onto one of the New York City subway trains alone, rode for 34 stops from one end of Manhattan to the other before anyone stopped him, said anything. Luckily, and the kid's name, you gotta love this name, Samuel Sosa. Mm-hmm. I didn't make that up. Has been reunited with his mother, apparently, after that whole journey, unharmed, and it was an hour long. Oh, that would make you paranoid. So she got, what happened was, Sammy, little Sammy Sosa got away from Mama at 7:45 in the morning. She was getting coffee near an elevated station, and she was in the northern tip of Manhattan. He sprinted up the station's stairs, squeezed under the turnstile, got on a southbound train before she could stop him. Man, pretty fast kid. Maybe one day he'll play for one of those New York teams. Here's the thing. Do you wallop the kid or he scared you to death? Mm. All right, so that's a strange story because she's thinking he's been kidnapped or who knows what's happened, but it turns out that, no, he just decided he was going to ride the train by himself, and that was that. Also out of New York, ironically, there's a product now that they make in parts of New York that leaves you, they say, with that almost baptized feeling. I didn't make this up. It's called Soul Wow, and they call it the cleansing power of confession. You know they have those ads for ShamWow? Well, in this YouTube deal, it's kind of a parody, okay? A priest pitchman named Father Vic calls on Roman Catholics in Brooklyn, Queens, and Long Island to partake. Father Vic says, "Nothing soothes the soul like true confession." Now, this ad campaign was launched before Palm Sunday by the Diocese of Brooklyn and also Rockville Center, I guess, and they were trying to get the number of people who confessed during Holy Week to shoot up. And they actually say, the church is saying that they've seen an upswing in followers that are looking for absolution. In other words, to go into the confessional. So see, YouTube reaches the masses, right? Obviously. Here's another strange one for you. Not strange, I guess, lucky one. How many of us, you know, here we are, I asked Donovan if he paid his taxes yet, and he's doing his taxes tomorrow, and I know so many of us procrastinate, we wait to the last second or whatever, but this woman certainly didn't have to worry about it. There was a woman out of a place called Sparks, Nevada, and she was just going to have like a little old quiet Easter. Here we are a day later, and she hit the Mega Bucks jackpot at a Nevada casino. You know how much she won? $33 million. I don't know why, but I'm always fascinated by people who win a jackpot like that. And when, especially when you're talking about like a slot machine. And the funny thing is, the largest jackpot, and I didn't realize this, ever won in history, is at the Excalibur Hotel in Las Vegas. And that was back in 2003. And that was close to $40 million. I mean, this is a life-altering amount of money because all you have to do is take the taxes out and subtract in your head how much this woman is, you know, worth now or how much she's going to get out of that. So, 38 years old, and she's at a place called Terrible's Rail City in Sparks, Nevada, and hits $33 million. You know, I've done the slot machine thing. I'm not a huge gambler, but just for fun, just for grins. And I can't imagine sitting in front of the machine, you know, doo-doo-doo, popping in some quarters, whatever, and then all of a sudden that thing goes off. She had to be just stunned. There has to be that moment of euphoria where you realize, this isn't a joke, I really hit this. $33 million richer. If she was worried about paying her taxes, certainly she doesn't have to worry now. Time for this day in history. You're going to be amazed by some of the things that have happened on this day in history. I mentioned some of the birthdays already, but didn't tell you anything about some of the things that have unfolded. Would you believe back in 1865, President Abraham Lincoln, of course you would, was shot and wounded by mortally wounded by John Wilkes Booth He was attending the comedy of Our American Cousin at Ford's Theater in Washington. He died, of course, the following morning. Remember that whole thing about Yale fire in a crowded theater? Here's another one for you. 1775, the first American Society for the Abolition of Slavery actually formed in Philadelphia, my hometown. A lot of history happened in Philly, and a lot of history happened around the 1700s and after the Declaration of Independence and before it and all that sort of stuff. This is a pretty cool one. How many times do you run to the dictionary to look up a word? Right now you might go to dictionary.com on the Internet, but 1828, the first edition of Noah Webster's American Dictionary of the English Language actually published. In 1902, James Cash Penny opened his first store, The Golden Rule, in Wyoming. That's one for you, Donna. In 1912, the British liner, the RMS Titanic, collided with an iceberg in the North Atlantic and began sinking. We know how that ended. 1939, John Steinbeck wrote the novel The Grapes of Wrath. I don't even know if they use that in schools anymore. Maybe, maybe not. 1989, former winery worker Ramon Salcido went on a rampage in Sonoma County, California. This was a sad story. I remember this. Killed seven people, including his wife and two of his daughters, and he's on death row. It was 5 years ago that George Bush, then president, endorsed Israel's plan to hold on to part of the West Bank in any final peace settlement with the Palestinians. He also ruled out Palestinian refugees returning to Israel. And, of course, there was massive criticism from the Palestinians over that, as you can imagine. If we go back to 1 year ago, did you know, if you are a fan of music, that Taylor Swift won the Video of the Year and a female video for her Smash Our Song? Another newcomer, Kelly Pickler, took home 3 awards during the Country Music Television Award Show. I don't know much about country music. I like Johnny Cash. All right, we have birthdays for you. You're going to love these birthdays because some of them are pretty familiar names. Like, oh, here we go, the birthday song. Yeah, we thought we'd give the Beatles a break. So celebrating a birthday today, Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle, not eligible for the Hall of Fame, 68 years old, desperately wants to be reinstated back into the great game. Actress Julie Christie, who was just up for an Oscar, 69 years old. Actor Brad Garrett, everybody loves Raymond, remember him, real tall, 49 years old. Actor Lloyd Owen, 43. I mentioned already baseball pitcher Greg Maddux is 43. Actor Anthony Michael Hall is 41. He's popped up a lot lately. Actor Adrian Brody, pretty good, 36 years old. Rapper Da Brat is 35. Actor Antoine Tanner is 34 years old. Actress Vivian Cardone, just a mere 16. Sweet 16. Actress Abigail Breslin, oh, so cute, 13 years old. She's been in a ton of movies, too, that you might have seen. I'm going to leave you with this one. History repeats itself and history never repeats itself are about equally true. We never know enough about the infinitely complex circumstances of any past event to prophesy the future by analogy. Think about it. There's an old English historian who said that once. Remember, you can shoot me an email, day or night, at americatonight.net. Coming up next, Peter St. Cyr to talk about the Summer of Love revisited in Taos, New Mexico.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
My pack life has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery.
The pack light comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a pack light. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. FitLeg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
I think I'll order kidneys because I left mine out there on the road somewhere.
I don't know, but I like to say I went down
there. Hey, I like to say that Easy Rider is such a good flick. If you have never seen Easy Rider and you're like 25 years old and you're listening to me, go and rent Easy Rider. It's hilarious. I'm telling you, you want to get with your buddies and just rent, you know, get a Harley and go across the country. Dennis Hopper, it was a classic. And sort of as a celebration of that, they're doing this whole Summer of Love. It's a 40th anniversary celebration of Dennis Hopper's movie Easy Rider. And I love this combo here, brilliant, in Taos, New Mexico. Because if you think of the economy and this so-called recession, I think some people feel the recession, some people feel a depression, some people are doing just fine. But in the world of travel, certainly everybody's competing to try to get folks to come to their towns, to come in the summer especially, and partake in whatever they're offering. So Taos, I think, has done a brilliant thing with this. Dennis Hopper, a lot of people don't know this. He's a little bit of an artist. He's going to have an art show and just a really funny guy. I had one quick brush of fame with him a long, long time ago when I lived in California. He was such a sweet, nice man, very, very quick. So it'd be a fun thing to go. It'd be a fun thing to go and meet him, and it'd be great to go and check out those art shows as well. Peter St. Cyr is joining us now here on the airwaves, a buddy of mine who's a journalist and, of course, a PR guru and knows all about Taos. Peter, how are you?
I'm good today. How are you, Kate?
I'm great, and I am so psyched that Taos is doing this. I mean, what a great idea to come up with something different. How did this come about?
Well, it was kind of a flashback to the 60s when we were all sitting around talking about summer travel ideas for the town. And, of course, someone mentioned that it was going to be the 40th anniversary of Dennis Rider's movie and classic film, like you described it, Easy Rider. You know, it's really a quintessential story of the American journey of self-discovery, which happened back in the 60s. And one of the journeys that Dennis Hopper made was to go to Taos, and he fell in love with it. He stayed there for 15 years. As a matter of fact, many of the scenes in the movie Easy Rider were filmed in Taos, and he edited the film while he rented the Mabel Lujan Lodge and stayed there for a long time. So we just invited him to come. He's been a recognized photographer. He shoots some great pictures, silver gelatin, black and white, and he does some paintings as well. So the Hopper at the Harwood came about when the Museum of Art there invited him to not only have a solo exhibition, but he's going to curate another art show with five of his friends that joined him in Taos way back in the 60s.
Oh, very, very cool. Hey, another thing that you think of, okay, well, what would you do to celebrate the Summer of Love? And apparently there's a big hippie jewelry contest, and the material you use, it has to all be for $25 or less, and it's this big deal that they're doing in Taos. Explain that.
Well, the jewelry that defined the hippies back in the counterculture days of Taos was the love bead. And so they were made out of everything from clay to stone and even glass. They're still in Taos, a huge artist colony, and many of them are glassblowers. And so we're looking forward to some unique fashion submissions, and the El Monte Sagrado, really a five-star resort, sponsoring the Love Bead contest. So a lot of different stakeholders in the town, from lodges to hotels to the art galleries, they're all coming up with different themes around hippies and Summer of Love to make this a really great summer. There are more than 300 different events on the town's calendar of love, which is on their website, TaosSummerOfLove.com.
Hey, you and I were kids. We're the same age. So you and I were kids when the hippie era was going on. But, of course, that would affect us. I mean, I had peace signs and, psychedelic T-shirts. I would beg my mother for them. Did you have that kind of stuff?
You know, I did. We were and I just remember the staying home one day from school, wanting to listen to Making Love in My Chevy Van and some other classic rock songs. But my mom, you know, realized just in second grade that some of those songs were inappropriate, and I was banned from listening to them on the radio when I was home sick.
You can't listen to that song. I have to edit out the lyrics. I don't want you to hear that kind of nonsense that's coming out of the radio. It's so funny, too, when you think of the 60s band, well, even 70s, because the early 70s would still be a part of that whole culture, and that would be Rolling Stones, early Rolling Stones, even actually some of the Beatles.
I was looking at some old video of Woodstock, and it just brought back so many memories. And those people just, you know, they were free, they were relaxing. You know, there were several hippie communes thriving in Taos with talented artists and musicians and writers, and they were all alternative thinkers. It's actually the beginning of the independent filmmaking for Hollywood. The studios realized that they could make big bucks off of small budget films. I think Easy Rider was made for like $17 million and grossed $50 million.
Wow, and think of that, $17 million. Where could you make a picture for that now? I mean, that would be called independent, and it would be you and I with a couple of cameras.
Right, and you would, of course, be the star of the show.
Yeah, thanks. I'd be trying to set up the shots and tripping over everything. Hey, one of the cool things you're doing, and I'm thinking about coming there for this, is you talked about there's going to be all kinds of themes and all that stuff, but you're doing this love train, and it's at the end of August. What's that about?
That's right, the Cumbres Toltec railroad runs through the northern part of New Mexico. And they're just, you know, another one of the people that really like the idea of the Summer of Love and revisiting the 60s. And they're going to have the train rolling all summer. And you can check it out online again at the Taos Summer of Love. But beyond just riding the train, people are invited to come and enjoy outdoor recreation in Taos. There's bike riding in the mountains near the Taos Ski Valley. I, of course, love whitewater rafting and kayaking through the Taos Box, which runs underneath the Rio Grande Gorge Bridge. And then if you're up early, you can go hot air ballooning up here as well.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I lived in Albuquerque, as you know, Pete, and some of the listeners wouldn't know that, but I loved Albuquerque and Santa Fe and Taos. I loved living in New Mexico. The people were great. The food was great. And there were so many cool things to do, a lot of outdoor things. And I did the Taos Box twice, and I thought it was some of the best white water I think that I've ever been on. Isn't it? I forget what the rapids are, but it's pretty exciting to go down the box, isn't it?
And it is. And there are a lot of talented guides that know the river very well, so it's safe. And it's just a really nice day to go out when it's hot outside and get wet in the river.
Yeah, and the most famous resident, of course, I guess one of the most famous, there are a lot of famous people that live there, and they're kind of undercover, but Julia Roberts makes no bones about it. She loves Taos. She lives there, right?
That's right, and I think the last time you were up, we toured and went looking for her house. I think we got lost, but we did find Donald Rumsfeld Ranch.
That's right, and he's still there, I heard.
He is. He gets out and reads poetry and goes to the bars and has a good time.
Now, there was a rumor, somebody told me this the other day that I was talking to in Hollywood, that Gene Hackman is either thinking about getting another place up there or getting a place there. Do you hear anything about that?
Well, he's a longtime Santa Fe resident, and if he wants to move north to Taos, we'll welcome him.
Perfect. It sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, am I eligible to make these beads and participate?
You know, if you want to test your artistic skills, why not? We'd love to have an entry from you.
All right. It sounds like a lot of fun. Pete, thanks for coming on and telling us about it.
Great.
Poor Bill,
I'm sorry for the delay with Bill Whaley. He's an old hippie, and he may have fallen asleep.
That's what happens to old hippies. He needs to rest.
We'll have to get him back on the show because he's a quirky character, and I think you'd really enjoy talking to him.
Oh, we definitely will. Hey, thanks. We appreciate it, Pete.
You have a good evening, and congratulations on the new network.
Thank you. We love it. We're very, very excited about it. Ooh, the love train. I could see me with the love beads on the love train with the peace T-shirt. Can you picture that? I don't know. Might be a little bit of a stretch. We'll have to see. Maybe I'll come up with something and I'll post it on the website. Hey, speaking of the website, you can send me an email day or night, americatonight.net.
Are you going to pass that doobie or what?